There's no editorial article this week, so we start with the article entitled Sport, the Climate and Politics, which is the Gavin's Corner article. A year or so ago, I was wandering the streets around the city whilst doing a spot of work for a legal firm. As per usual, I had to escape the stuffy offices with aircon and strip lighting to get some fresh air and some lunch, and to dispense the headache that inevitably arrives after being confined for any length of time. Working from home has seemingly magnified my reaction to an office environment. I love being there for social contact and face-to-face meetings, but my body doesn't seem to like it anymore. I've been spoiled since COVID, mostly working from home. On this day, London was awash with a colourful and noisy display of people demonstrating against Lloyd's of London, who apparently insure all sorts of unethical companies. I find these events fascinating and always have to take a load of pictures and to take in a little of their messaging. Refreshed, I return to the migraine-inducing confines for the afternoon before setting off early for home by train. Phew. By a quirk of fate, I sat next to a middle, or old, I find it hard to tell nowadays, aged lady who was bedecked in the colours and style of the demonstrators. So we got talking. She had indeed been at the event and felt strongly about, well, everything. I was about to head off skiing and had been watching the webcams fretting over whether there would be any snow left by the time I arrived with my mates. I mentioned this to her. Apparently, I guess to a certain type, a lot of people only notice the impact of the changing environment by the amount of snow on the lower slopes when they go away. Will they or will they not be able to ski in and out? A key question. For some reason, the Alps are warming at a greater rate than elsewhere, plus 2 degrees versus the standard 1.5 degrees. That year and this, we did, thankfully, have snow. But no, we could not ski in or ski out, and in the last 2 years I have come back with mud on my boots to prove it. A great shame. However, it's not all about snow when talking about the impact of climate change on our sports. As previously mentioned here, we are a lot wetter in sunny Benson than we have been before and continue to be. Our poor cricket pitch is again waterlogged with the start of the season rapidly approaching. And now we have more lunatics in charge of various governments who are climate change deniers, oil-burning pariahs, etc. My fear is, having come so far in understanding the causes and effects, we are about to take a big step backwards. Maybe time to don the colourful, noisy costumes and start demonstrating. Change is needed.